Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you. Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. Change is an inevitable part of life, and it can often be difficult to navigate. Whether it's a major life transition or a small shift in routine, change can bring about feelings of fear, uncertainty, and even loss. In the face of change, it can be easy to feel overwhelmed and lost. But as believers, we have hope that transcends the circumstances of our lives. We have a God who is unchanging, even in the midst of change. In this devotional, we will look at how we can manage change in life with confidence in God who never changes. We will draw from the wisdom of Scripture and other stories to encourage us to trust in God's plan, seek His guidance, have faith in His promises, and remember that He is always with us. The topic today is managing change, and our Bible text is from Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8.
Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
Are you struggling with the reality of change? Do you find it difficult to find your feet after a recent shift you had experienced? As human beings, we often find ourselves grappling with changes that come our way. Change, in all its forms, can be scary and unnerving. We fear the unknown and we fear losing the comfort and familiarity that we have grown accustomed to. However, change is a constant in life and it is something that we must learn to accept and adapt to when we trust in God, the one that never changed. In the book, Who Moved My Cheese? By Spencer Johnson, the author tells the story of two little mice, Sniff and Scurry, and two little people, Hem and Haw, who lived in a maze and relied on cheese for their sustenance. The story revolves around how each character deals with change when their cheese supply runs out and they must find a new source of cheese in the maze. Hem and Haw, being people, initially resist the change and hope that the cheese will magically reappear in its original location. They waste time and energy feeling sorry for themselves and blaming others for their predicament. Meanwhile, Sniff and Scurry, being mice, quickly accept the change and set out to find a new source of cheese. They adapt to their surroundings and use their instincts to navigate the maze until they find the new cheese station. Eventually, Hem and Haw realize that their resistance to change was holding them back and they too set out to find the new cheese. They finally accept that change is a constant and that they must be willing to adapt and change in order to survive. The lesson from this story is clear. Change is inevitable and we must be willing to accept it in order to move forward in life. But, how do we deal with change when it seems like the world around us is constantly shifting? The answer lies in the one that never changed, God. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8 tells us that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the one constant in our lives and He never changes. His love for us is unwavering and His promises are true. He is the anchor that keeps us steady in the midst of life's storms. In Psalm chapter 46 verses 1-3, we read, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. This verse emphasizes that even when everything around us is changing, God remains our refuge and strength. He is our constant and He will never leave us nor forsake us, Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 6. When faced with a daunting change, how do we rely on the unchanging changer? Firstly, we must trust in God's plan. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." God knows what is best for us and His plans for our lives are good. We must trust in His sovereignty and know that He is in control. Secondly, we must seek God's guidance. Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5-6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight. When faced with a change, we must seek God's guidance and wisdom. We must surrender our plans and desires to Him and trust that He will lead us in the right direction. Thirdly, we must have faith in God's promises. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 23 says, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for He who promised is faithful." We must have faith that God will fulfill His promises to us, even in the midst of change. We must hold on to His word and trust that He will never fail us. Finally, we must remember that God is with us always. Joshua chapter 1 verse 9 says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." We are never alone in the midst of change. God is always with us, comforting us, and guiding us through the uncertainty. When we rely on the unchanging Changer, we can face any change with confidence and hope. We can trust that God is working all things together for our good, Romans chapter 8 verse 28, and that He has a plan and purpose for our lives. In the book of Isaiah chapter 43 verse 19, God speaks to His people saying, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." God is always at work, even in the midst of change. He is making a way for us, even when we cannot see it. So, when faced with a change, let us remember the unchanging Changer. Let us trust in God's plan, seek His guidance, have faith in His promises, and remember that He is with us always. Let us embrace change as an opportunity for growth and trust that God is using it for our good and His glory. As you go today, take a moment to think about a recent change you have experienced in your life. How did you react to the change? Did you embrace it with hope and faith, or did you resist it with fear and uncertainty? Consider how your perspective might have been different if you had trusted in the unchanging Changer, God. How might your experience of the change have been different if you had sought His guidance and had faith in His promises? Today, take some time to pray and ask God to help you trust in His plan for your life, even in the midst of change. Ask Him to give you the faith to believe in His promises and to remember that He is with you always. And may the Lord bless you as you do so. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for being the unchanging Changer. Thank you for your constant love and faithfulness. Help us to trust in your plan and seek your guidance in the midst of change. Give us faith to believe in your promises and remind us that you are with us always. Help us to embrace change as an opportunity for growth and trust that you are working all things together for our good. Thank you, Lord, for answering us. Bless us today as we go in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from 2 Samuel chapter 18 and chapter 19. And for the evening, Luke chapter 21 verses 1 to 19. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.